It's the Tiltcast, episode 209, The Wrath of Barf.
And this week we discuss Fibbage, Dragon Age Origins, and Inquisition, Halo Master Chief Collection, Far Cry 4, Supercard, and everything else you can imagine, so stay tuned.
That's awesome.
Oh, you son of a bitch, internet! Are you? Oh, it's just, why does bad things always happen to good people?
Buffering.
He's gonna save the little black midget in a second. Watch him. He's going. Here it comes. There it is.
Dude, who is this?
This is Dusty Rhodes. The American Dream. And he has a list. He's like, he's so sweet that Dusty Rhodes. And he's Southern.
He's got...
So this man...
He's got puffy hair.
He does. So this man got his arm broke by the four horsemen. They chained his ass to the trailer and broke his arm.
Mm-hmm.
Legitimately, not like fake, like, and then you're out for like 3 weeks with a broken arm. They legitimately broke his arm.
You know what? I think I got more Southern on my right foot than Dustin Rhodes ever had.
It was messed up. Anywho, but he is like the father of Gold Dust and Stardust.
And other dust.
And other dust.
Indeed.
The Dust Brothers.
Hey.
Let's see here.
Now, I would say Dustin Rhodes, not Dusty Rhodes. I would think Dustin Ronalds, yes, you probably have more Southern than him. But Dusty,
say more of a cocaine habit.
But Dusty Rhodes, I don't think you do. I'm gonna say he is. Here we go. And I'm just gonna. Hold on. Oh, no, we're gonna listen to him talk about hard times. He's the son of a plumber. Are you the son of a plumber? Are you? I don't think you are. But Dusty Rhodes is. He's the common man. And my daughter knows that song, and she sang it today. It was a parenting win. Oh, here we go. Look at that puffy hair. It makes his face look fat. Oh, wait, no, he's just fat.
He looks like a superstar Baptist preacher in Hollywood.
Pretty much.
Crossed with much. Chris Farley.
And then he went to the WWE and they go, "You're fat and you have redneck funky soul. Let's put you in a bunch of polka dots." And then he wore polka dots. And that was the beginning of the end for Dusty Rhodes. But yeah, it's funny when you hear him talk. He's like, "It's so sweet, it's the Dusty Rhodes." So I can't even do this one. Steve Henson does a really good Dusty Road voice, but yeah, he was the first really the very first like charismatic big guy in wrestling. I mean,
I thought you were gonna say the first fat guy.
There was Kamala, but he just pounded on his belly and I'm like, okay, Kamala, I'm hungry. But he did a belly splash and that was it. But yeah, Dusty Rhodes, he was good. He let Legion of Doom take a metal spike to his eye when he feuded with them. They chained him up in the corner and just dug that. And that was the story of how Legion of Doom was not allowed to have real metal spikes anymore. They had to be fake
just ones. Saying, I think Rikishi had the best fat man finisher move ever.
He's Samoan. Rikishi. Oh, I have one of his sons as one of my cards. So OJ Uso.
Welcome to another episode of the Tiltcast.
Exactly. Hello! I'm your host, Eugene Fuzzy Bottoms. to my left is Buford T. Fancy Pants.
What up?
To my right is Slim Pickens.
Hey.
And across from me, well, you know it's the Nasty Mouse.
Hey, yeah. Today we're going to talk about what you want to hear.
What it is.
What it is.
What a tie, what a tie.
You know what it is they want to hear?
What it is.
Whatever we decide they want to hear.
Oh,
we're making decisions for you. I would like you to know that I want to hear what you... We can do this live. Have people call in. That'd be funny.
I don't know about that.
Hi, this is Delilah from Santa Fe. I have a question.
We have actually toyed with that idea before.
It's funny that...
That brings in a whole lot of complications.
The wrestling podcast I listen to, they do
it
live.
We have to adhere to a schedule that was more rigid than... It would have it's to just, be... It's 9:55.
It's funny. The wrestling podcast that I stumbled across, I guess they've been doing it for like 6 years, and it's RBR. And they do it live. This guy called in. The first podcast I ever listened to from the guy called in. And he was like, they're like, caller, you're on. He's like, this is Steve. He's like, well, hey, Steve, where are you calling from? He's like, I'd rather not say. He's like, oh, okay. I was like, what is that in the background? Well, I'm at the yacht club. He's like, oh, you're at the yacht club, huh? And then it was really weird. And then the call ended. But then they made shirts that says, hi, I'm Steve from the Yacht Club. And they sold out like record time. But yeah, he's like, I'd rather not say where I'm at. But yeah, it was funny. But no, it's funny. It'd be cool to get callers.
Speaking,
we could do fake callers and they would never know.
Right?
Yeah, no, they would.
Yeah, they would.
Yeah,
they would. Yeah.
Well, I have a contact in the podcast world that does callers, and I can ask them how they do it.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Yes, yeah. Skype.
No, not on Skype. They don't do live calls. They do pre-recorded calls.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So if you ever listen to BMFcast.com, they have a Garfield phone that is routed to a 1-800 number, and they play the voicemails.
Oh, that's amazing.
I love it. I love it. I like this idea. Let's make it happen.
There you go. I feel like I'm stealing it from them. That's the thing.
Okay, well, we won't do Garfield.
No, not do Garfield.
We can do, like, the red phone, like, in the White House.
You were in my head just then. Hello. Stop it.
Can't help it. I'm there with you, my friend.
Oh, my God.
It's a dark and dangerous place, and I like it.
Actually, I kind of, like, went on that same wavelength and caused
walking down the mean streets of Rusty's brain.
And I found the leather.
And
Whoa. Let's not talk about the leather room. Okay.
I found the room. I found it.
The red room of pain.
So it reminds me, like, you guys
did you run into the giant ball gag yet?
Oh. No, but I found a mountain of furry tail.
Bastard.
If you know what I mean.
I collect them. They're my bounties.
When you're the king, you know what can I say?
So Rusty, speaking of that, have you even
for foxes? Anywho, what?
I was just thinking. I mean, we really
had
a lot of fun at your expense.
Oh
last
yeah,
week.
You did, and that got
have
around
you,
actually.
Have you got around?
Yes, people were asking me at work
about
yeah.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
What's really great about last week's episode is the day after there was a newscast about a chemical or a gas. Something like that. There was a furry convention, and they were covering.
I remember that, and I saw that, and I was like, "We just recorded on that shit."
Yeah, there was a furry convention, and I think it was chlorine gas was let loose at this furry convention, so they had to evacuate all of the furries from the furry convention out of the place so that it could be you know cleaned up or whatever the hell.
And one of the newscasters didn't know what a furry was.
Exactly.
It was amazing.
She was like a furry convention, and then she on air is asking, "What's
she goes, did I read that right?
What's a furry?" And of course, they show the video of people walking around in fursuits outside, and then they show one of the organizers came out there and said, "Yeah, we had to get everybody out, but most of them are wearing heavy furry costumes, so we're not really worried about the cold." And then they go back, and they're apparently during that little bit. They explained to her what a furry was. And she came back on camera with her face in her hands,
went and did a little more, like another video portion for that, and then it came back and it was just her running away from the camera as fast as possible.
Because somebody was giving her a righteous amount of shit.
Wait, come back. It was basically what happened last week. I'm like, crawling out the door, wait, come back.
Those costumes are so soft.
Yeah, well, you know.
So how do you take a dump in a furry costume?
You just don't want to know.
They have butt flaps?
They probably wear diapers.
Well, some of the more elaborate costumes, probably.
Those are slaps for stuff.
Listen.
Yeah, there's
flaps. Whoa. We need to take on the conversation. When the king says you don't want to know, you just go ahead and say it.
I'm done.
Yeah, there's flaps for stuff. You just...
You
don't want to know.
Nope.
There are flaps for every use, sir.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Was there a flap on your barf costume?
Oh, no.
No, he had a zipper.
Yes, it did. In fact,
to take a dump on that, you pretty much had to take a costume off, didn't you?
Well, it wasn't that hard of a thing. Instead of, like, you know, taking a... I'm not dropping trout to take a dump. I'm dropping everything.
Yeah.
Tail included.
Actually, it was actually pretty ingenious idea I had. So I actually made the tail for that costume.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. So the tail was actually attached to the suit as far as the sleeve. And then the core of the tail slid into that, and then he belted it on.
Right, so the tail is attached to my pants belt loop. Okay, so if I took off the top, it's a coverall, basically, is all that is. So I zip it down and I take it off my shoulders, and it'd be sitting there on my tail.
And then just
until I took the belt off. So, wow, I just made noise. It was a pretty ingenious costume. My feet were toasty, though. I love that shit.
There was probably 2 feet worth of fur. Stuffed.
Where do you get fur?
Oh, you can buy fur. Mm.
Joanne's Fabric here in town.
Mm-hmm.
To get faux fur.
Man, you haven't seen this costume in the flesh, have you?
Haven't seen it in the buff.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'll show you the pieces. But anyway...
Man.
Stuffed into the top of the Converses.
I bought Converses for the shit. It was authentic down to the toes, man.
So, and the fur actually ran over the tongue. So once he had the shoes on, he might as well have been wearing moccasins.
Well, see, the toes came over like this. The toe of the shoe. And they were folded in such a way that they looked like toes. And then they came up the tongue of the shoe underneath the laces. And then the fur would go up about halfway up my calf. And it was elastic strapped up there.
And wrapped around.
So if I was to lift my pant leg up like this, you would just see fur around my calf.
Did you do that a couple times?
Of course I showed my legs. Of course I did.
He was getting free drinks, my friend.
How do you think he
calls all these free girls?
I got a free drink. In fact, I don't even think I told you. Did I tell you? Okay. I got a free drink. I got it from Link.
Apparently Zelda was out of town.
Yeah, Zelda was out of town.
Link was a little lonely and wanted to experiment.
Link, he or she, I'm not quite sure if it was a she or not.
Man, but Link actually fairly androgynous.
Listen, when this Link gets older and tells the story to his or her grandchildren, be like, well, this one time I was lonely. His or her grandchildren be like, well, this one time your grandma or grandpa was out of town and I was a little lonely and I found the king of furries. He showed me his leg and I bought him a drink.
It was awesome.
But, yeah, probably the best part of the night was when he told me he got there and had to have his boss, Tim, who won his Lone Star, went to him and said, hey, dude, I need a favor. I need you to stroke my tail. To lay the fur back down.
The fur was in such a way that it would stand up if I fucked with it. So, basically, I turned around and I said, I need you to stroke my tail. Just to lay down the fur along the tail at the top.
Oh, we know what you mean by stroking your tail.
Which was okay, but if you watch the movie, the underside of the tail is kind of, you know, like, I don't know, tail curtain, basically.
Shaggy.
Yeah, it's shaggy. So on top of stroking the top of my tail, he had to pull a little bit on the bottom part of my tail.
This story is going really dark, and I don't know how I feel about it right now.
Granted, this is the same guy who greets Rusty every morning by walking up to Rusty, putting his head on Rusty's boob, and saying, Good morning, boob.
It's not a boob. It's a...
Moob.
It's a... Man breast. It's definitely not motorboatable.
It is if you go like this.
Oh, fuck you.
If we have any listeners after this, they're going to be in store for a good treat. We have like one listener. He's like,
And that one person is like, man, you could dress up in your barf costume.
He's looking at your costume like, oh, please don't put the tail.
But yeah, it was a fun night. It
sounds like it. You had tail stroking and tons of stuff. I don't know how you're a single man today. I don't know.
I could have had any number.
Any number.
In fact, I did have a Greek goddess. Greek goddess was coming out because it was a cold night that night. It was the first night that this area had gotten a freeze. So there's a Greek goddess with half of a curtain basically. So she was kind of huddling up to my fur.
These stories never took place when he first talked about it. See what happens? You have to call him the king before he starts talking about it.
He didn't talk about this before because the shame of it was boyfriend was there as well.
Oh, yeah. There was a Greek god to that Greek goddess, so...
That was kind of an interesting thing. If your Lone Star was there, you could have thrown him to intercept.
You know what the funny thing about
just throw him out the space door.
The funny thing about this is that, you know, Lone Star, you can pretty much pick him out, right? Except for the fact that he didn't have the Lone Star hair, and he was wearing glasses, and he might have had the ring, the jacket, and the pennant, and everything set up, but stood us side by side, there would be like... Oh, hey, Barf! And not even think about Lone Star.
And Lone Star was out of town.
Lone Star was out of town,
so his stunt double had to fill in for him. His name was Glenn.
Well, Lone Star may not have been wearing cowboy boots and may not have had the hat to set him off or the hair.
I'm just saying, in that whole thing, like, the person that everybody remembers is Barf.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Just from what I experienced that night, I know that there is a lot of people out there like that movie.
There are actually three characters you remember the most from that movie.
Helmet.
Barf. Helmet. Colonel Sanders.
Oh, no. We don't remember Colonel Sanders.
You're wrong, Colonel Sanders.
Dot.
Mom was right.
Dot Matrix. I remember her.
I bet you do.
I just always remember Colonel Sanders from the... We can't stop. It's too dangerous.
Of course, and you could probably dress up as him.
You're wrong, Colonel Sanders. Mom was right.
What are we experiencing now, sir? What happened then is then. Now is now.
Yeah, I don't think anybody wants to see me in gray leather and black tights.
Nope. He had to say leather. And immediately, Justin's like,
No!
Because all of his fantasies are coming true.
This guy's name is Flory Palooza, and I really thought it said Furry Palooza. I was like, oh my god,
Furry Palooza.
But it says Flory, so never mind.
I think maybe you were just a little bit on this furry thing. Are you coming out with?
Are you a closet furry, Earl?
No, not at all. I do not discriminate. But no, I'm not. I've never been into the furry culture. No, my best
really?
Friend.
Really? Because you'd be like a natural now fit. You know, you just let that beer grow out a little bit. And
let's go.
You're right in there.
My best friend, I think he might like the furries, but yeah.
My problem is I'm a furry without a costume.
Hey, you know what? You find the right little hot Asian furry chick and it don't matter.
I don't know if those three words go together. Two of those words do.
Hot Asian.
Hot Asian,
Asian furry. Hot Asian furry. I don't know. I'm not seeing it.
It could happen.
Not really much into furry.
They like to cosplay, so.
Hey. That. What? I'm going to say something really terrible, and I think I'm going to stop myself.
You know, there are sometimes...
You have earned. I think from last week, you've earned a pass here.
I think, like, I'm still waiting to see what he's going to get us back on. Like,
oh, I know,
right?
I know. Nothing's happening. I'm kind of disappointed. No. I was prepared to have put my armor on.
You put your armor on?
I put my armor on. I was ready to get the retribution.
Yes,
the wrath of Barf.
The wrath of Barf.
That's going
well,
titles.
Of course.
Why does my coffee taste weird?
We could talk about last night, and that's all it would take.
Mm.
Last night?
Ooh, what was that?
Apparently,
what did you guys
got,
do?
Apparently someone got cold, and the person cut
Oh, we could. But then, I mean, do we really want to?
Your coffee's delicious, so. By the way. I do like your coffee.
Thank you.
Oh.
I told my wife
about it. I
said
it for you.
I told my wife about it, and I was like, we're going to have to try that, because it's really good.
Mm.
It's not that bad, either.
Mm.
It's like $6.
It's really good. We bought Godiva before, but I never bought the chocolate Godiva like you did.
Godiva.
It's really good.
I don't know if it's called Godiva.
Yeah.
Godiva.
I think it is.
It starts with a K.
Mm-hmm. It was a yellow.
Godiva.
No. Hold on. I'm
He's going to go out there and look.
Fact check that.
He is.
He's
a
fact checker.
What I do, I fact check.
Oh, well, I guess we could talk about that.
What?
No.
No.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me. All right.
Did you guys touch tips or something?
No,
or
we didn't touch tips. Jesus Christ.
Sorry. It's Javalia is what I'm meant to say.
Javalia
Cafe with the
How
K.
How do you get Godiva?
Well, no, I was saying Godiva chocolate.
You mean you were thinking
Cafe?
Yeah. And then you have Folgers too. But no,
I do have Folgers in there.
The Javalia is one that we used to buy because it used to be called Harps. Now it's called Calf Saver. But they used to always have the Javalias on sale. So.
You know, one of these days I'm going to try Civet Coffee.
Ooh, you no. crap coffee?
I'm okay with
yes.
that.
Mm. Oh, man.
I think we've all seen that movie, and he laughs at him. Morgan Freeman laughs at Jack Nicholson's character for drinking the coffee that's shit out by cats.
It's not a cat.
Yeah.
I'm okay. So confused.
So there's a really famous coffee,
heard of Civic
and
coffee?
Basically, felines.
They're not felines.
What are they?
They're marsupials.
Whatever. They come down and they eat the coffee beans and they shit it out. And then the people go and pick the coffee beans out of the shit and then sell it. And it goes for a lot of money. And people drink it. And I would never do that.
I would not drink shit coffee.
Mm-mm,
yeah,
not at all.
But, I mean, it's got a pungent taste.
Because what is that movie, the one with Morgan Freeman and...
It's called Kopi Luwak.
Did you look at
the
Colombian
bucket list.
Shit coffee?
Yeah.
The
is
bucket
that,
list. Did you watch the movie The Bucket List?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that's the one. That's where I learned about it from. Yeah, I'm not all about the civet coffee. I'm not
talking
about that.
It refers to seeds of coffee berries once they have been eaten and defecated by the Asian palm civet.
It's a cat.
It is supposed to be... Basically, it's supposed to actually... increase the free amino acids in the coffee, making for a deeper, richer taste.
Are we just doing this because I hate shit?
Listen,
that what we're talking about
listen,
shit coffee?
When I first learned about it, I thought about the Cheech and Chong movie where he's smoking it. He's like, it's Doberman, man. I had to follow him for hours. That's what I thought of when I first heard Civet. I was like, oh, it's the Cheech and Chong of the coffee world. Okay, it's Doberman, man.
Okay, so
yeah, no, cool.
In the spirit of the holiday season, shall I just play the clip?
No. Oh, you should.
Dun, okay. Dun, dun,
dun. What is this? Yeah. Is this your retribution, Dus?
It's Santa rushing to the bathroom.
Oh.
Father Christmas?
Oh, hi. I didn't mean to wake you. Was just trying to find the loo.
It wasn't you. It's that stench.
I'm sorry, dearie. Just Go back to sleep.
I was dreaming of sugar plums. Then along came the ghost of Christmas arse.
Listen, just give me a second, okay? And I'll wrap this right up.
What is that smell?
Oh, geez, not again.
Holy Saint Nicholas!
Please, girls, go back to bed.
He's dropping Yule logs down his chimney.
Come on now, a little privacy would be great. I've been holding this thing since Dubai.
The whole house smells like a gingerbread manslaughter.
I'm sorry. It's the milk and cookies, okay? Every year destroys me.
Well, now that you're here, dumping lumps of coal in our toilet, what did you get me for Christmas? Grills.
I'll make a meal of it, okay? It's not that bad.
Look what I found.
Jesus, there's another one? Whoa, put that back.
I was looking around for that horrible stench, and I found this under the tree.
That's not for you.
iPhones, hundreds of them, all for us.
As soon as I'm done here, I'm going to get those gifts back, and you're all going on the naughty list.
Oh, yeah? Really then like I'm going to put you on Instagram, hashtag busted.
Do you know who I am? You have any idea?
Put it in the cloud with the stinky farts.
You can't blackmail Santa.
Look, Kringle, you never should have pinched off a hot slice of fruit cake without using poopery.
Poopery?
Poopery, the gift that stops stinking. Since we're exchanging gifts, here's one for you. Next time, spritz the bowl before you go, and no one else will ever know. So you can keep sneaking without reeking. And your dingleberries will smell like jingleberries.
Oh my god.
Anything else?
Yeah, Santa, hurry up. I really need to take a Jingle bells, your poo smells before you drop a bomb. Click right here to save your rear at poopery.com.
I knew this was a real product because we've talked about it on the show.
So, free advertising for one of Rusty's and my favorite products just for its online advertising.
You're buying? Yeah, he's got some.
Does it work?
Yes.
Yep.
Though,
you spray in the toilet bowl or something?
Yes. Yeah. Though, sometimes I can defeat it.
He's like, and I win.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah.
He's like, I bought this.
What kind of demons are you casting out of your ass?
We need to send that one to him.
Let me put it this way. There are times you could follow me into the bathroom and wish you'd walked into Saddam's mustard gas instead.
I don't ever want to follow anyone into the bathroom. I'm just saying. That's never just sat here and was like, you know, Justin's going to the bathroom. I should follow him.
I don't think like that, ever.
You got to say it in a voice like this. Girl. I think he's going to the bathroom. I'm going to follow him. Yeah.
No, there are times you could walk into the bathroom after I'm done and wish you'd walked
now
into...
Oh, it's a different story. Did you hear that?
And wish you'd walked into Saddam's mustard gas instead.
So here's the thing. So here's the thing. At my house, we are a bunch of stinky people. I'm not going to lie to you. My wife will at least come out and say, do not go in that bathroom.
Don't go in there.
Don't go in that bathroom.
Woo! Splat. Oh.
So at least my wife warns me. But that's me, like Jason will just leave and not tell nobody.
Yeah, I have a high powered vent, so I mean it's.
Oh, no. Here's the thing though. Everybody already knows because usually it permeates under the door and throughout the house.
And I have my room's right outside of that. So whenever he goes in there, I just close my door and turn the fan on that blows towards the door.
So Justin,
trying to create positive air pressure in my room.
So Justin, what have you been doing this week? Let's get this train on track.
No, this is
awesome. I haven't been casting demons out my ass, right?
You're not a paladin. You're a clerk. You're not a clerk.
I was just gonna say.
Let me go ahead and turn evil.
So I was just going to say, they came out with a new product Rusty's convinced we need to try. And it's called Pootonium.
It's from Poopery, but it is the ultra high extra strength freaking version of this.
That means Jason
like
will just have
five
to,
or six sprays and it's supposed to defeat Jason.
That just means that Jason's going to have to try harder to defeat that. Which means you're not going to get a good night's sleep.
If you have that much rot in your body, you need to get checked out.
If you have that much rot in your body, I'm going to shoot you in the head because you could be a zombie.
Why does it smell like somebody died?
You know what? I'm worried about you. Oh, by the way, I had a dream a long time ago that I got infected with the zombie virus. I was standing at my cousin's house back when I was about 6 years ago. 6 or 7 years ago, and I had a dream. Something happened, and I was turning, and my cousin and her husband and her kids were in there. And I was really hungry. I'm like, no. And I went outside, and I'm, you know, like when you have a really bad headache, you hold your head like that. I'm like, and my cousin Chris comes down. I was like, Earl.
What?
Earl. And I'm like, Earl. She's like, what is wrong with you? And I'm like, oh. And there's like blood curdling scream. Like she, the next morning, she was like, are you okay? I heard you screaming last night. She thought I was in the bathroom. And I'm like, I'm fine. But in the dream, I screamed really loud. And then it's like, open my eyes. And I was okay. And I was like, yeah, I'm coming here for something to eat. And I was like, in my dream, I woke the zombie virus.
And she thought.
And apparently, I let the scream out in real life.
And she thought she was pinching a loaf.
But yeah. Apparently, so, Earl does that.
In his dreams?
Apparently. Pinching a loaf?
No, apparently. I mean, oh, you don't want to do that in your dreams. If you do it in your dreams, that usually makes something else happen.
Kind of like if you die in your dreams, you're dead. If you pinch a loaf in your dreams, you poop.
You shit the bed.
Yeah. You poop the bed, pretty much.
Well, that.
That'll be like that scene from Trainspotting. They have to throw in sheets.
Oh. All right, then.
If that ever happened, I would burn my mattress. I'm just saying.
I would.
It's gone.
It's gone. Lost cause.
Yeah, at that point.
I'd have a little funeral for it. It's like, well, friend, you served me well over the years.
Lighter fluid.
Today, you know what I would do? I would like put it on like a lake and send it off fire, give it a Viking's funeral. Be like, today you shall enter Valhalla!
Wow.
Oh, that was a great movie. What was the name of that movie?
Where the hell did that come from?
The movie, the Vikings, and they traveled to
Vikings. 13th Warrior.
What?
13th Warrior.
No. It's an old one.
There's several movies with Vikings.
Anyway, so they go to Valhalla.
The guy with the sword.
And they're fighting, the serpent, and one guy's not a Viking. He's like, what are you guys doing? You're just slashing at the air, and it's like, kill! And they're like, I forgot, I gotta look it up. But so, no, it's a great movie.
Right?
No,
right.
I'm going to look it up and I'll show it to you.
Could have been an acid trip.
No.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Drugs.
Off of Love Actually, he's like, it's an important message from your Uncle Billy. Kids, don't buy drugs. And they're like, oh, that's a really good point. He's like, become a rock star. They give them to you for free. And they're like, oh, I'm going to a commercial. Oh, that was amazing. I love that movie, by the way. I'm not afraid to say it.
So Billy
Bob. I don't know where to go with this.
So Billy Bob.
Yeah.
Billy Knight. It's Uncle Billy.
It's Uncle Billy.
Yeah,
okay,
he's
Uncle
nasty
Billy.
Enough. There you go. Yeah.
Who's Uncle Billy?
No, that's the guy who did it off the movie.
Oh, well, I'm going to go ahead and say Billy Bob.
Ooh, he married Angelina Jolie for a while.
What made me Billy Bob?
Mr. Fucking, I got to show off my
boots. That's Slim Pickens.
Slim Pickens?
That's what we named him.
I'm going to go ahead and call him Billy Bob.
Slim Pickens was a good guy. Yeah, he hasn't shown off those boots.
Yeah, it's a very sound like
movie.
Billy Bob.
Hey, you know what he did outside when I was waiting on you? He like his flashlight. I thought he dropped some chain or something. He's all like,
my boots. He's very very female about it. He's like, notice my boots.
Who bought them for you?
Spotlights.
Did Crystal buy them for you?
Huh?
Did Crystal buy them for you?
We went and got them today. I need a new pair of boots. Where to wear?
No.
These are brand
new
pants.
Wait,
I'm not showing them.
You're not showing. But you're not saying the entire story.
I'm wearing brand new underwear.
How many?
I'm wearing brand new pants.
I'm wearing brand new underwear, guys. I'm just saying.
I'm wearing a new
cock
ring, and I'm not showing that off.
Wow.
I was just gonna say. I mean, like the penis pouch.
Yeah, I know.
Fits my junk so well. It's so comfortable. It's just
like I was no pinch, no bind, right?
I know. It's just like, you know, it doesn't pinch the skin.
And the
banana
hat
fits so well. It's like perfectly support my boys.
Exactly. Man. Where have you been all my life? Anyway,
I know, right?
How many?
Not showing you his cock ring.
Exactly.
Right.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
How many pairs of boots did you get today?
I thought you were going to say how many cock rings do you have today.
Wait, no, you missed this. How many
two.
Pairs?
Two.
Okay.
Because
so he bought two pairs of cowboy boots. Because
I wanted a pair of boots that
the other
looked
pair is
good
pink.
Enough to dress up for work.
Pink.
And wear with jeans.
Pink.
You should have wore pink.
My daughter loves not pink.
Oh, yeah.
My daughter loves her pink boots
not
that she
pink.
Got from
with
her
rhinestones, even.
I am not Sylvester Stallone, and this is not Rhinestone Cowboy.
Jacob Rhinestone.
That's what Cowboy. You say now. Boom,
boom. And I'm not Neil Diamond either.
That was Glenn Campbell that sang that song.
Look at you. Anywho,
but
how did those boots?
No, happen? And then she wanted me to buy this other pair of boots that really looks worn. They look like.
Do you have pictures?
I do.
Oh my god!
The shit pictures.
What a woman!
I did too.
And his shoes.
No, because my.
Well, I know he comes over.
My mother.
When I get the fuck home, I come home and I basically put.
Is that face, the name of your wife?
Forehead. On? Sit down in my.
Yeah. My mother,
like a female.
My mother wanted pictures on Facebook.
Not saying anything so bad about females, but look, you got shoes and you got to show them off. Right. He's the same way with boots. No shit. Go into my room. I start moving some stuff around because I had an entire day, which I'll go into in a second. I sit down. I put my face in my hands, and I'm like, "This day sucks." He comes in,
clackety clackety clack,
with. One
did he have spurs on?
Of the boots on.
Did he have spurs?
He's got
no.
One set of boot on no. The right foot, and the other is on the left foot. And I'm like, why did you buy mismatched fucking shoes?
No. Tell the whole story. I wanted your opinion on whether or not I should have actually bought both pairs.
I think you should have maybe just picked up some fucking tennis shoes like a real man.
Okay.
I think you just hurt his pride a little
so,
bit.
I think I did.
I went and bought
go ahead,
boots.
Go ahead.
Because the last two pairs of tennis shoes I bought were crap within 4 months.
Well, I mean, that's just the way the tennis shoes are, but I had to go buy two pairs of boots.
I can't wear boots.
Neither can I.
So I always wear cargo pants or shorts, and it would just look ridiculous with what I wear.
Can you pull off the red boots? I'm just saying.
Not without looking like I got in my grandpa's closet.
All right.
So, you know what I mean? Like, you're like 10 years old and you're like wearing these boots that are up to you, like your mid thigh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how I'd feel if I was wearing boots. It was the last time I wore boots. Shit. That happened again.
I always wore boots up to the place we all used to work. It's just, I hadn't bought a new pair in forever. So. Mm-hmm.
That's
oh, here it is. I need a new pair of
bands. Here it is.
That's usually what I get.
So, the movie's called Eric the Viking.
You lost your
power. That's all right. Called Eric the Viking. And it has Tim Robbins in it. So,
okay.
Here they are at Valhalla, right?
What was the relevance of this?
Already? This is what I was talking about a second ago when I was trying to remember the name of the Viking movie and y'all made fun of me.
And what was the Viking movie a reference to?
It looks like Skyrim.
Now do you believe us? And the one guy is not a Viking.
The hell?
They don't know how he got in because he's not a Viking, so he doesn't believe in Valhalla. So he's like, "There's nothing there." He just walks through it, and they'll fight a creature in a second.
It's Valhalla.
But they fight the guardian of Valhalla, and they're just going crazy and attacking. And the guy's like, "There's nothing there." But yeah, it's the movie I was talking about earlier. But yeah, Eric the Viking. It's a great movie, by the way.
Sounds like a B movie to me.
It is a B movie, by the way. So shut your mouth, Rusty.
I was called that shit. So
you were just talking about how we segued into
that. We were talking about a second ago.
I have no clue. We've gone. I've thought of other thoughts since then.
So, jumping back to the main one.
What? No, are you still talking about
where we
shoes
got?
Like a
where
woman?
We got? No, where we got?
Thank you.
Where we
Thank
got
you.
To the? Where we got to the poopery thing yesterday?
Oh,
okay. Oh, that's what we were talking about.
Well, yeah.
Somehow we got to.
Somehow we got derailed.
Yes, because Vikings are not as important as a poop product.
It's a poop spray.
Well, if you know a poop, you can get a poop.
Hey,
column.
You know what?
Everybody poops.
Anything that can
prevent
you from smelling my ass.
I have an idea.
Just don't shit in the place you live.
Exactly.
Go somewhere else. Go down the store
QT,
to the
man.
QT. Damn.
Go outside. There's a bucket.
I bet you your family would enjoy that a lot better than smelling what comes out your ass.
You know, you going down the quick trip is the best thing that's happened to this family in a long time. Thank you.
We're all a happy family now.
Exactly.
So now, pretty much all now rusty.
And all mouth breathing.
Oh, God.
You have to do that every time I go.
No. I have the hyper, like, odor blocker, you know, Febreze thing, the sun neutralizer. I have that in my room constantly.
Is it kind of like if I'm Armed and Dangerous when they're working on the toxic waste plant? And they're like, we've been here since Tuesday! And it was just another tooth. Is it that dangerous of living conditions?
It's pretty bad. Yeah. So there's a biohazard alarm that goes off every time he goes in.
Somebody loses a tooth.
Whatever.
Really, other than play Call of Duty this week.
Call of Duty.
Because Rusty's PC was dead,
so he didn't get
to play Dragon Age.
I played Dragon Age too, my friend. That's such a great game.
You know, and speaking of that, like,
why are you twirling the axe, man?
I don't know.
Disappointed in your not
just
playing.
Just feels right for the subject.
I just can't, like, look away.
Listen, I played lots of D&D, and I played many barbarians, and you've got the look of bloodlust in your eyes.
What, he gets plus two to strength? Damn it.
Yeah. But he's going to be really tired when he comes out of it.
That's true.
The bloodthirst frenzy.
On top of that,
I need a turkey.
A mutual acquaintance, David Coe, his birthday is this week.
Aww. Happy birthday, David Coe.
So we did dinner for him last night. Aww. Was going to grill steaks, and then, you know, Mother Nature decided to fuck that up, and the skies opened, and water came down by the ton.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday?
Yeah.
Yes.
It did rain a lot yesterday.
Yeah.
I was just inside playing Dragon Age.
I was watching the kids, watching Dora, watching me. Play Supercard.
Oh.
So we played Fibbage with them.
Aw, Fibbage.
Fibbage is an amazing game.
It really is.
It really is.
You never
really
played.
Is amazing.
Actually, something I think we are going to play is I think we need at least one round of Killer Instinct.
Yeah.
On break.
Finish him!
Yes.
I don't know, I like Mortal Kombat too.
Well, if I had my Xbox 360 hooked up, we could do that, but I don't.
Right. I had mine hooked up earlier.
Basically, it's done by Jackbox Games.
Which is, you don't know Jack.
You don't know Jack.
Yeah, We've talked about Fibbage before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When you rubbed in that you got
to play. Is that the one that you have the app for on your phone?
Well, you don't even have to have an app for
it. No, it's not even an app. You just use the web browser on your mobile device, laptop, computer, whatever.
Yep. You just log in.
You go to the website. Your console generates a room number, and everything's hosted on your console.
We gotta do that.
For the game.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's
amazing.
You immediately know who the dirty people are in the room.
It's not a game to play on break.
It's a short enough game. We could probably do it. Download it.
How much is it?
It's like, what, $10?
Oh, that's a lot of money.
No, it's seven.
Seven?
Ooh, it's still too much.
Oh, my God, $7.
Jackbox, you can make it 99 cents, please.
I think you could get the game pack for 15 that comes with that.
Come on, let's talk about fun stuff like Dragon Age.
Right.
Let's move this puppy along. We know Rusty's not going to talk about it.
So that was... That was Rusty's in my weekend nutshell.
Well, basically what happened with mine, why my computer is not working anymore.
What happened, buddy?
I went to go turn it on, and I'm like, man, I'm going to sit down and play some Dragon Age Inquisition. I'm going to get some of this shit done. I get going on this game. I booted it up. The PC had been on all day. I just go load the game up, and then all of a sudden about... Maybe 2 or 3 minutes into it, after everything is loaded, I had it shut down, just completely just died. And then it automatically came back on, then died again.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, okay, this sucks. It's probably a heat issue because I figured higher loads, whatever. So I turned it off.
We just talked about loads.
Uh-huh.
Was there money involved?
No, it wasn't.
Damn it.
Well,
you didn't come into money?
I didn't come into money.
Oh, you suck.
I really wish I did, but anyway. So I let it cool off just to see if it was a heat issue. I turned it on. I turned on the PC and it immediately turned back off, back on again, turned it off. And I unplugged it and I just let it go.
Was
I
your
looked
internal
up the,
fan running?
Huh?
Was your internal fan running?
Yeah, everything was, okay. Perfectly fine. It wasn't a temp issue. And then I looked up the reviews for the power supply. And I figured, if anything, it's going to be the power supply. Over the past 3 months, people have complained about this particular run of power supplies, saying that they have exploded and caught fire.
What?
That's scary!
So that shit
What if it would have blown up in your face?
So that shit is now completely unplugged, and I'm going to be getting a new power supply from a different company.
Ooh, did you get your money back?
No, because it's been too long.
I mean, you would think on a recall
the most he could do is...
I mean,
straight swap, but
I could go back to the company. The company is Roseville, and I could probably go through their warranty process and get a replacement. But if that line of ones is going to be exploding on people, I don't want it.
Hey guys, here's the deal. Mine hasn't blown up yet, but if I don't get a refund, I'll just wait till it does, and I'll just sue y'all. So, what would you like to do?
Well, I'd like to burn it down and tell them that I had 4 video cards in it with like at least 3 or 4 processors. You know, a terabyte solid state drive in it and just go to town. But I wouldn't ever do that because that would be falsifying insurance claims. Because
you have a moral compass.
I would never do that, Halo.
Ding. So what I'm hearing from this is you've done that in your life.
Speaking of Halo, Rusty did try playing the Master
Chief
Collection.
Ooh, okay. How did that go?
All right, so
I want to hear
this
about
is this. This is after playing Call of Duty.
Justin, listen up. They're not talking about Call of Duty anymore.
Right, so after Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, I decided, you know what? I'm pissed at the multiplayer. People were camping, shit like that, whatever. It just happens.
What? Camping and calling, dude?
No, right?
What? That's crazy.
So I load up Master Chief Collection. I'm like, I'm going to play some classic Halo.
Hell yeah.
The Scourge. And I'm like, I want to see what the remaster looks like. And I play through like the first part of it.
Is Cortana still sexy?
No. But it was the first Halo, so it's really just a little bit of an up-res. Anywho.
Sorry, was Cortana's voice still sexy?
Actually, have you flipped it back and forth?
I have. There's a massive difference there. Massive difference. But one of the things that I missed immediately was being able to aim down the sights and also double jumping. Because in classic Halo, you got a hop. And that's about it.
Yeah, there's no aiming down the sights in classic Halo.
I mean, unless you have the pistol.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. The pistol and the sniper rifle. That's it. So,
have you seen the cinematics, though, for 2?
I haven't even loaded up 2.
They remastered the shit out of the cinematics. They're like Blizzard cinematics.
So, my son whooped my ass in the original Halo. That's why he liked playing it at the house. Like, let's play Halo. I'm like, I don't want my ass whooped. He's like, I want to beat you. I'm like, I hate you. And then we cry. I have to explain to his mom why he's crying.
But I've never actually played multiplayer on Halo, ever. So I don't know what it's going to be like, but I know that just from the feel of the game so far, way slower. Way slower than Advanced Warfare.
I think that
game came out
13 years ago. I know, but
I came home and he goes, dude, I tried playing Master Chief Collection. I was like, yeah, how was that? So slow.
Ooh, 13 years ago, that was a dark time in my life.
I had to stop playing the game because it felt like it took 8 years to get across the map. So
I just can't wait to see the Flood for the first time again playing that game. I really want to get through it, but I really
too
need to
much
buy,
game before
oh
then.
Oh my god, there's so much game, and I'm like I've touched more of Far Cry 4, and I am now.
Thank you for that, by the way.
You're welcome. I'm now 60 hours into my second game of Dragon Age. So now total playtime is at about 122 hours.
Mm-hmm. Let's just throw this out here.
Everybody. I'm not opening another game. I'm just going to play through this one.
Justin has gotten us our birthday and Christmas presents, and they are quite amazing.
Well, it's, it's thank you for being on the show kind of thing.
Right.
We thank you
and
for being awesome.
You guys are good friends of mine, so.
Well, we thank you for being awesome.
I now can binge play the next
year. 2 years.
Hey, let me tell you, I'm doing pretty good. I've been gaming the most I've gamed in like four years.
Yeah, and here's the thing: once you get into two,
yeah.
You're like, oh, this is short. And then you're going to get into Inquisition. You're like, holy fucking shit, this game never ends.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited about it.
There's so much. I feel like I'm only halfway through at 60 hours. There's just so much going
on. Speaking of which, I think it's time for story time with Grandpa Earl.
Ooh, let me tell you.
Grandma's
not here, so we're going to talk about what I did. So, from where we left off... My memory's not so great, so I have to remember where we left off. So,
yeah.
What did I do? Oh, I completed the second one. So, so far I have done the Dalish Camp.
Yeah.
And I did the Mage Circle. So I beat the Harring Chamber. That's where I was last time.
Yeah.
So I went in, and I had the little, I got the little thing from the dude that was in the fade, and he was like, when you go back, get my body and get thing for the blood mage.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm listening and I see the little yellow light while I'm fighting, and I'm like, okay, boom, and I go to use it, and I like go down to it, and it's like select, and it's not great. It's grayed out, and I can't do it. So I'm like, you know what? Screw this. So I go out of it, and I ended up beating him. He controlled Alistair, and he came at me. And I was like, ah! And I put freeze on him. And, you know, he's wearing plates, so he's all like, oh, I'm just going to sit here for a minute and be frozen. So I was running from him like a little girl for the whole fight. I was like, oh, my God, don't kill me. So we ended up killing the blood mages, and it was good times. So I got the mages to fight with me, and the Templars weren't happy. So I went from there, and I listened to you, and I went to go do the Arl. I said it right this time. See that? Not Jarl, but Arl.
I was going to say the Earl.
So I went to see the Earl of Redcliffe. So I went there and I started doing a little side quest. I didn't leave the town because I heard if you leave the town, it burns to the ground. I didn't want that. So I fought the Scourge at night and I did pretty good up top. Nobody died. And then I went down and a lot of people died. But my four people lived.
Of course.
But before that, I was doing a side quest, and I went up top to the bar that has the bartender, and you try to talk to me, give him a free drink. So I sent him out to defend the city. And then I found the spy, that Loghain, little bastard, was in there. So then I saw this little redheaded bartender chick, and I was like, hey, girl, what you doing? You look kind of pretty. She's like, oh, you think I'm pretty, huh? I'm like, yeah, I think you're pretty. I'm trying to make Morgan jealous because, you know, I want to go to Morgan's tent. That's my whole purpose of this game is to get invited back to Morgan's tent. Anyways, I digress. So she's like, well, if you live through the night, come back and visit me. I'm like, deal. So we go down.
Is that it?
So we go down, and I live.
Of course.
And it's funny because after the people died, they did a little speech about talking about how great you did. And it's like the mayor was looking at me and she was like, a lot of people died today and like looked at me. I'm like, whoa, why are you looking at me? I just saved the town. Why you got to be just because the other people died? I'm still alive. That's what we need to focus on. Me. I'm still alive. So I go back up to the bar and I see her and she's like, oh, you lived. I'm like, what's up, girl? How about a hero's welcome? And she's all like, how much you got? And I'm all like, oh, okay, this is how this works. So I'm like, I got this big statue right here. And she's like, this one's on the house. So then she kissed me and I made the bartender jealous because he gave me this look like I'm going to kill you in your sleep. So then we get done with that, right? Well, I made Morgan jealous too. She was looking.
Explain what was going on in your living room.
That wasn't yet. That's not yet. That's later in the room. So we'll get to that. So we go up top, and they're like, "Hey, you need to go under through here." Oh, I'm talking to Fancy Pants, whatever his name is.
Zevran?
No.
Fancy Pants, indeed.
Fancy Pants. He's the guy up top. And anyways.
Ben?
No, I don't know his name. I forget. So this girl runs out of the castle and is like, you have to help me. My son, he's not feeling too good and the Arl's sick. And he's like, well, I'll go up there. You don't have to join. I'm like, dude, I said I would come. I can't just let people die. Because, you know, I'm a standable kind of guy. Okay. So I go through a little secret hiding place through the mill. Right? I'm blasting fools. And then I meet old Blood Mage. He's trapped in the jail cell, and he's talking about how he poisoned the Arl and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, dude, I'm not gonna let you live. Right? Then all of a sudden my party gets indignant and they're like, well, we should just let him go. He's been through a lot. And I'm like, no, dude, your crimes against humanity. Remember when you coughed and blood came out, I thought you had tuberculosis? I can't let that.
Shouldn't let him live.
I was like, what about Lily? She's gone. She's back in the salt mines. No one's heard from her. And he's all like, oh, how's she doing? I'm like, don't matter how she's doing. You sentenced her to death. And they're like, just let him go. And I'm like, dude, we can't let this pass. And all of a sudden I pull out a knife out of my non-existent pocket. And he's all like, do what you gotta do. I'm like, come on. And then I shank him. And he dies. He spits blood again. He's like, and I had to back up. I'm like, dude, you still got the tuberculosis. He dies. And I get like -9, -10, -5 from my party. I'm like, and then I thought, you know what? I should replace one of them with Wynn because she hates blood mages. And she'd have been like, oh, my hero. But I shanked him too because it was like this. Like, he's the guy. I'm like, come here. Just like that.
Sure you are.
Just like that. It was a cool curved knife looking dagger thing. I never seen this thing a day in my life. I don't know where it came from. But I'm like this, like Assassin's Creed. It was weird. I don't even know where my guy got a dagger. Anyway, so he's dead now. So I go, and I go through, and I'm fighting. I go out in the courtyard, and some more stuff happens. And then I go inside, and there's this creepy kid making people dance.
Okay.
He's a demon, basically. Basically, the blood mage summoned the demon. Connor is his name. Connor. So he's like, the demon's a girl, by the way. Just trust me. She's like, there was a pact. This body's mine. And I'm like, I can't let this happen. So she sends all these people after me. Dispatch justice. You know how that is, Rusty. So then he runs, right? And they're like, we're going to have to chase down this kid. I'm like, I'm not all about killing children. Hold on, I know some people back at this mage tower. So I go back and get first enchanter. He comes. I enter the fade. So now, I could have sent Morgan, but she's useless. She hates me at this point. So I say, mm-hmm. You can't go. So I go in, and I wake him. And then I go and I find him again, and I have to wake him again. Like, I do this 3 times, Rusty. Mm-hmm. 3 times. And then the 4th time, I find the demon, and she's... So, earlier what I was telling you about. So she's all like, why don't she... She's rubbing all over herself. She's not wearing any clothes, by the way. I think she talked to the redheaded girl back at the bar. Okay. So I'm like, look, you can just leave Connor for the time being, and then you can re-enter his body. And she's like, well, what would you like? I laid with the demon.
You did?
I did. I laid with the demon, and it was nice. I'm not going to lie to you. So you know, I come back, and they're like, oh, Connor's fine. I'm like, that's what I do. I dispatch justice. Yeah, don't worry about it. It's fine. Whatever. I may have made her pregnant. I don't know. I don't know.
You going to have demon cramps?
I hope so. God, I hope so. Anyway, so I do that, and they're like, hey, you need to go over to Dernheim, or whatever the name of that place is. So I go to Dernheim. First thing I walk in there, there's some people trying to kill me. So I got dispatch justice again. Good thing is I leveled up enough. I got Tempest. Okay. So now I make this great big cyclone of fire death. It's amazing.
Yes.
So I pick up a bunch of side quests, and one of them is to go to the Pearl. So I go to the Pearl, and I tell these people, "Hey guys, you got to leave this place." And this is the part Justin's talking about. So my wife's asleep on the couch. So I get them out, and I'm talking to the girl, and she's all like, oh, would you like some guys, girls, both? Surprise me. I'm like, well, let me see what girls you got, right? So they bring out the girls, and I find a really cute one. I'm like, oh, I'll take this one. I have no idea what's about to happen, right?
Uh-huh.
Apparently.
She's going to hang her drapes.
Apparently. So my wife had woke up, and she's like,
shine your shoes.
She's like, I'm really hot. Can you turn the fan on? I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. And she's talking to me, and she passes out a little bit. And then the girl's on the bed, she's like, come here, big boy. And then it goes, like, dark. And it's like... And I'm like, oh, my God, mute! My wife doesn't wake up. She already, when we were clearing out the mage tower, she heard about the cleavage parts. Like, what game are you playing, right? But she was asleep, so she didn't hear that.
Okay.
But then I'm naked. I thought the damn prostitute stole all my shit. And then I leave the door, and then I'm fully clothed again. I'm like, this was weird.
Magic clothes.
Well, so then, you know what I thought?
I wish
I said, maybe I should switch to Morgan and have her talk to the chick. But I digress. I didn't do that because I don't want to press my luck. So
she'd be waking up going,
are you watching? So so I did that, and I've started the Sacred Urn quest.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, and I was like, hey, dude, I need back here in this door. And this guy's like, hey, I was told to guard this place. What are you doing? He got mad and attacked me, so I Tempest him, and he died. Went in and found the dead dude. Right? So apparently he was an imposter, so I don't feel bad for killing him. And I just started that. So I'm 24 and a half hours into the game. And also, what's really cool is my friend, I don't know if you know him or not, his name is Justin Noss.
Okay.
He got me for my birthday and Christmas. He got me one.
Yeah.
And 1.5.
And two.
It's a Japanese game, Kukurachi or whatever it is. I don't remember the name of it. It's beautiful Kukurachi, whatever. So he let me hook up my Xbox 360, so I download it. So the good news is I can go back and get Shale now.
Awesome.
So I'm going to have Shale, a Golem in my party.
Shale is good. One of those characters that you're just never going to ever leave.
But I wish I could have more than four people because my dog is mad. He's
you know, Earl,
blood hungry.
Don't worry about the dog, man. The dog is like the weakest of the characters.
You really need to experience the magic. It's so infectious.
My daughter's going to love that.
It's like weird Japanese Teletubbies rolling balls of lint into giant mountains.
Nice. I love it. So, yeah. So, I did that, and I picked up a lot of stuff. Oh, I left out the most important thing. So, in between all of that, I find a Black Grimoire.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
And I give it to Morgan.
Oh, of course you do.
And she's like, oh, hey, I realize my wife, my mom's going to try to take my body to live, so I need to go kill her. So I go back to Flamin's hut.
You do?
She's all like, oh, I guess you've read my grimoire. You know, it doesn't have to be like this. Let's talk about a trade. And I'm like, how about we talk about me melting your face with my fireball? So she's like, okay, be indignant. And she goes up on a hill and turns into a dragon. And so my guy dies, and I have Wynn left. Well, I resurrect me because I'm pretty much the most important part of the whole game. Alistair's taking a nap, and so is the rogue. So I started off with 99 poultices, went down to 35.
Jeez.
But I killed her.
Hey,
single-handedly. No one else is part of the group. I'm the only one. There was some girl over here doing something with her hands. I don't know what she was doing. But I single-handedly killed this dragon.
Hey, you know what's amazing? You don't have unlimited pulses in Inquisition.
Well,
you start off with 8.
Yeah.
To a maximum of 12.
You only get 12 at a time?
And yeah, that's all you can carry until you restock.
And
there's no healing magic except for one, like, combo work or whatever they call it.
There is.
In actually, 3?
Yeah, in Inquisition.
No, it's that one focus ability is the only one that's actual heal.
There's the focus ability, but there's also another one that does do some healing, I believe.
So you can only carry 12. How about Lyriums? How many can you carry?
You can carry. That one's a little tricky because you can carry. At the beginning of the game, you can carry 3, and then you can upgrade to 5, and then you can wear a belt.
Well, your magic recharges as you go.
That really sucks.
Right. Your magic.
Boy, you really have to pick your fights.
Mm-hmm. Well, you kind of think that's the way that it goes. Yeah.
Okay.
I actually think that Inquisition's more strategic than 1 because of the limitations on some of that stuff.
I gotta say that fighting a dragon in Inquisition
is fucking balls to the wall, epic, fucking crazy.
Right, and you really have to make sure that you have your barriers up and make sure that you micromanage the fight because That fight can get crazy nuts.
That is crazy. And I know that I single-handedly killed this dragon. Uh-huh. Because when it says... Because when it says Songmaster, it says strongest foe, Flameth the Shapeshifter.
I thought you were going to say strong as fuck.
Yeah, right?
Anyone else, I don't ever see Flameth the Shapeshifter. It may say like Darkspawn or Dog, okay? But I'm the only one that it says Flameth the Shapeshifter. So I know I single-handedly killed this dragon. No one else did anything. No one.
Okay.
Because I'm that badass.
Can't wait till you get to the second game.
You killed her.
I killed her. She's dead.
Jesus.
She's dead. She went like this. She goes... and then like spit blood out.
Oh, okay.
So I know she's dead.
Okay.
She wouldn't just spit blood for no reason.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
She may have had the plague. I don't know.
She might have had the plague.
But yeah. No, it's fun. I had fun with it. I'm loving the game so far. So I'm excited to see what happens this week. These next 2 weeks. I'm hoping to beat it in the next 2 weeks.
Man.
I'm excited.
My Grey Warden tee finally shipped.
Oh, you bought a Grey Warden t-shirt?
I did.
Hell yeah. Watch out. Some places you may be discriminated against.
Oh, hey, hold on. Hold on before you leave.
I did it with free shipping, so it's 1-18th.
Also, before we leave, I've been playing Supercard.
Supercard.
I'm rocking the tournament. I'm in the finals. I won the first game. Here we go, Rusty.
Thursday.
Here we go. Rusty, here we go. Look at the phone. Look
what?
At the phone.
What?
Look at the phone. Bam!
Bam!
So everybody wants to know, I have now officially won my Survivor King of the Ring. Look at that. He didn't even try. I literally think
this guy... How far are you going to get on this?
Well, I'm not the best player in the game, but... So the cool thing is, I now get 2 random Survivor cards.
Okay.
So that's going to be super awesome. In an hour, I get to see what they are. That I've never won a Survivor King of the Ring, so that's pretty awesome.
Nice.
I'm happy. That's awesome. All right. Besides that, that's all I've really been doing. My wife has been really understanding because I tell all the time I talk about it on the podcast, so I think that's why I get to play it like I do.
Sweet.
But I 26 hours on this game. It's the most I've gamed in like 3 years. I'm not going to play with you.
Mm-hmm.
I've played here and there.
So she's giving you a couple hours a day to mess around.
She has. Yes. She does. I don't know why, but it's amazing. I like it.
She can see how happy you are.
Now when I come home with these other games, she'll be like...
Yeah. Here's another 60 hours worth of games.
But no, but it's cool. I'm happy.
Start off with Katamari.
But yeah, no. I'm waiting on my brother to tell me from a Christmas present. I got Trembled by Turtles CD.
Nice.
Palomino is the name of it. It's one of the earlier ones. It's got a lot of great songs on it. I'm excited. I'm hoping my wife did get me the other Trembled by Turtles CD that I asked for, which was Live at First Avenue. And then my car will officially have 3 Trembled by Turtles CDs in it, which is like 3 hours of nothing but greatness. My daughter, after Elmo, hey, what did I say? It'll switch to Trembled by Turtles. She'll say, oh, Late Night Interstate. And she sings with me, and it's amazing. And then when it's done, she's like, oh, Alone. And then we sing that song. So it's good times. It's good times. My daughter is playing video games. She can sing good songs. Life couldn't be better.
Indeed.
And have great friends.
Indeed.
Great
Indeed.
Friends. Great friends. But that's what I've been doing. It's been an eventful week. The next 2 weeks will be even better, so I'm excited.
Looking forward to trying to actually beat Inquisition this week, but it's not going
to
happen.
You're going to try to beat that game?
Unless you restart again.
No, I'm not restarting. I did create another character, but I stopped.
What was his name? Or her name?
No, that was Boss Noss.
Oh, Boss Noss.
Do you get attached to your character's visage? I do,
and I'm hoping that I can add eyebrows to my elf that is so far now.
Are you going to have attack eyebrows?
No, I just have...
Damn it.
You mean the ones that were burnt off? I mean, it was burnt off in a dragon fire fight. Dude,
no, like,
just use
like
that as your story.
My character, I created an elf, and like they all have to have some kind of tattoo if you create an elf in the new one.
No, really?
So
apparently you're part of the Yakuza.
They have to have a tattoo and they can't have beards because they're elves, you know?
Oh, okay, whatever.
So I made
so they're
elf,
all girls?
I made an elf and I was trying to give him like this, like, you know, like this, a different kind of haircut. And then after it was all said and done, it looked different when I created him. Now he just looks like Marilyn Manson without makeup.
Oh, you told me about that.
Because I didn't want that to be my character. I was trying to make a more manly elf, and he doesn't look as androgynous as Marilyn Manson. Like, I changed like the way the skin texture looks, so it's kind of old looking skin, but it looks like Brian Warner at 55 with an eye. Okay, it looks like an old Marilyn Manson, and that's not what I was going for. I was looking for an elf that had some masculine features. So, like, I changed cheekbones a little bit, changed the eye sockets a little bit, like gave him a little bit heavier features in the face, made the face like not so smooth, you know, because I couldn't do any kind of scruff or anything because he's an elf, they don't grow beards, which just kind of suck.
Yeah.
But I wanted somebody different because I wanted all the different dialogue choices, and I know that in the world of Dragon Age, like, elves are despised, so, you know, like, they're basically slaves or slums or...
Yeah, if you're a like, city elf, you live in a, what are they called? A harbor
age?
Alien age, that's right.
Yeah, they're the servants and the cooks and everything else. It's, I mean, it's BioWare's take on, like, slave culture from way back when. And then if you're in the woods, then you're, like, freaking native.
Right.
And I wanted to play from that perspective because you're, just like in other games, you're a big freaking deal in Inquisition, and I wanted to be a big freaking deal as a guy that everybody kind of despises.
As a minority.
As a minority. And I should have even went even further because mages aren't liked and neither are elves, and I should have went
an elven mage.
Instead I went elven rogue. Honestly, rogues are really
fun. Are you going to play the elf card? Is that where you're going to be hitting?
I play elf card all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it strengthens my relations with like other Dalish and people like that.
Yeah.
And it, but it makes like noble life really difficult. You really have to play your cards carefully.
Oh, you by the way, I got my third backpack the other day. I forgot to tell you about that.
Well, good.
I can hold 95 items now.
95
items. I can hold 95 items as well.
I can
it's not
hold
always
60.
About you, Justin.
I can hold 60 because I didn't take those acquisition perks.
I did because I got sick of going back in town and selling everything all the time. Except for I'm like mid-dungeon. I was like, fuck, I can't go back.
I know,
right? Start destroying stuff. But, I don't know. I mean, so...
You sell your valuables, right?
I'm selling my valuables?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, after I sell the parts that make me do extra damage to different things.
Right. So you just get rid of all of the valuables.
And I'm supposed to be doing that, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm actually getting rid of all... Like, for a while, when I was still learning the crafting system, I was pulling off all the... So Earl, in this game, you can add sleeves and add pants to all of your outfits.
What?
So like so basically it gives you like a set of armor without, but it does have, it has like generic sleeves and generic leggings.
Right.
Yeah.
And you can customize those on every single piece of armor with different materials. So I was pulling off all the gray items from each thing to upgrade all my other stuff, and I kept recycling it. I didn't realize how much better stats I could do with crafting stuff. So I started doing that, and I started selling off all those extra things that I was holding on to for so long for no reason. I just keep running out of materials because I keep crafting so much shit.
Like,
there are times where I'm just like, I'm going to spend an hour with the crafting system because I like crafting.
Well, the crafting system is really neat in that.
The crafting system is deeper than Skyrim.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
It is extremely deep.
You can really customize the stuff using different materials, and then...
The way it looks, too, even. So, if you use something with dragon scales, it has a dragon coloring to it.
Right.
If you use something with, like, basically rabbit pelts, it has a white coloring to it.
Right. If you use a, different metals, you can do obsidian, and it's going to be a dark, a dark gray.
Is there a thing online, like a wiki that you can look up that tells you what to do?
I'm sure there is, but there are thousands of, like, after you figure it out, you kind of get used to what each thing does.
It's
like,
so what is yours made out of? What are you doing?
It depends on who's
your mage.
On my mage, because my mage was running into situations, and I went Knight Enchanter with my mage, I decided to go with...
You got some melee protection now?
I didn't get melee protection. I just ended up getting more hit points. Then I realized I didn't need them.
Why?
Because if you go down the Knight Enchanter line, it gets to a point where you get barrier based on the amount of damage you do. And I fought the entire dragon fight that I did. I was at full barrier the entire time.
You just used your magic sword.
I was just using my magic sword on a leg, and it just kept my barrier at full. And then it would do an attack, and it would, you know, hit my barrier down to just a little bit, and then you just go up and you just start destroying shit with your freaking lightsaber.
Yeah, it looks like a lightsaber. But that's like cool. There is a thing that you can do where you get something called Masterworks, and you get special materials to put towards your Masterworks. You get these special materials from quests or from like harvesting stuff, and it'll randomly drop a Masterwork item. Mm-hmm. And these add things like everything from 100% increase to stats to like this will increase guard by 2 points every time you take a hit. Mm-hmm. And this will increase guard every time you do it. So it adds. So guard is like the melee character's extra health bar.
Yeah.
Which is like your armor.
Okay.
So if you're adding guard every time you get a... Like, it's 10% ability to add guard. So I added it on a rogue who's hitting 100 times a minute.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I add guard to it, and he's always at full guard. I do the spin attack, and it ups my guard. And then I just go to town until I start losing guard again, hit the spin attack again, puts my guard right back up all the way to full.
Yeah.
Like, and it's stupid. It's, like, some of those, like, extra things. Now, the one that you don't want to do is Berserk on your warrior, which I thought would be good, except that it was, you take, like, 300% damage.
Yep.
So I was getting in a dragon fight with my two-handed warrior.
And you'd just die.
And he would get hit for, like, 3,000, and he would just drop.
Yep.
And I didn't realize that was going on until I kept reading around. I was like, why is he so squishy? And I said, did you add Berserk to any item? Yes, added it to a sword, and he's going whirlwind. And, yeah, he's just getting hit with a freaking big attack and dying.
Yep. I saw that, and I'm like, why would I... Oh, no, never mind.
I don't even know, like, maybe on a rogue that's never getting hit. Like, you might use Berserk on a ranged character, maybe?
I'm going to put it on, you know...
Put it on Archer?
Yeah, put it on, like, you know, like Sarah or Varric. I could probably see that.
You know what's funny is adding Shield Bash to your Archer shots. Because you knock people down. So there's a, like, there's all these, like, I'm talking about this deep crafting system.
Yeah.
So Shield Bash is an attack that knocks down armor plus knocks something on their ass.
Yeah.
You use it as a warrior skill.
So you put it on your
archer?
So
I put it on a bow at a 10% chance to cast Shield Bash.
Wow.
So I'll sit there and I do the jump attack, you know, the spin back, and you drop, like, 10 arrows.
Yep.
And it Shield Bashes them when I do that. And it's just, it's fucking badass.
Yes.
It's stupid funny, like, some of the stuff, because you can add different skills. Like, I added, it was, like, 100 blades or something like that to unblock. So, like, it was unblock, and then my warrior does a rogue attack on the dude that's attacking him, which is hilarious. You can really, like, customize the hell out of it in weird ways, but, like, I got normal ones. Like, I got one that's add Walking Fortress, which gives you, like, 100% block for a second.
Right.
For like 10% or whatever. Like, I'm always playing with the crafting system.
Yeah, the masterwork stuff is, it's really
well.
Really
I have
powerful.
To because I'm playing it on hard with this character. So
yeah,
I'm playing in tactical mode most of the time because the dragon fights are fucking hard.
I found a couple things. I mean, if you play in tactical mode, well, especially when you're fighting like a dragon, if you set your characters to attack,
have you figured out how to queue attacks, like several attacks at once, or will it's,
no,
it's
we'll
just still one at a time?
It's one at a time, but what you'll do is, if you set all of your characters to attack at the beginning of the fight, then you go and use an ability, they'll go back to auto-attacking afterwards. So, as long as you do that, they won't just sit around doing nothing. Whereas if you're controlling your main character, you can actually just sit there and watch the fight if you want to, because you're not auto-attacking.
Yeah, that's one thing that you'll notice, Earl, with the, like, tactical mode in this, is you hold a button to, and it's probably different on PC, but you basically hold a button to advance the fight, and so you go into tactical mode, and you start queuing up attacks, and you can move the camera wherever you want, and you just keep switching up the attacks between your characters and even moving them, so it's like this really slow/fast game of chess.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's really fucking cool once you get used to it. And I know that there's some people playing this that don't play anything other than action mode. Totally disagree that is not the way to play this game.
Well,
like, I mean, it is on little trash mobs, but when you're going up against any boss fight, like, queue it back up to tactical and have
giants, fun. Dragons, you know, bosses.
Well, because a lot of those, like, have these attacks that will fuck you if you don't play it in tactical mode, because you got to stay out of their area of effect. Or, like, the giants,
Like, they will screw you up if your mage is standing by its feet and casting.
Right. Yeah. Go. Boom. And done.
I think, I'm going to be really hard. Like, I really like Far Cry so far, but I am so addicted to Dragon Age.
I've got something to do while I wait for my new power supply.
Yeah, Dragon Age is... Dragon Age is good. I'm really...
It's good. We're just going to go ahead and just say, it's all right.
Well, and that brings me to a point, and I think we ought to take a break in a second, but the point was, is it's going to be Christmas week next week, and I don't know, when do we want to do our next show? Like, I don't want to do it next week.
We'll definitely not do it next week, but...
I mean, if you guys want to go have a beer or something, I'm open to that, but... I don't want to do the show next week.
Christmas beer, I can definitely dig that. Calendar time! Alright, so yeah, next week is Christmas week, so you'll probably be listening to this, and this will be, you know, we'll come back after that. And then, of course, the 29th is the next day, or next, the week after next. So...
We got to get on our Extra Life.
And then Extra Life will be happening the 3rd, right? Or was so it the 3rd?
Yeah, I think the 3rd is what we decided, right?
So
is that, are we going to be able to feasibly do it by the 3rd?
I should be able to.
Yeah. It's before school starts for you. It's on a weekend for Jason, right?
Yep.
Is that a weekend that you're off? Are you off Sunday, Monday, or are you off Saturday, Sunday, Monday?
Because... New Year's Eve is Wednesday, and New Year's Day is Thursday.
Are we going to try to release... We'll talk about this off the
show. Right, we'll figure that out, but...
We'll figure it out.
We
got to do Game of the Year at some point, guys. We got to finish these damn games.
What I think we'll do is we can go ahead and probably set up Game of the Year. That way... We're into the next year. We'll go ahead and just do our Game of the Year episode on the 5th. So we'll have some time to work through the games that we have over the next week.
Fuck, I hope I can.
And
so we're not going to do anything on the 29th?
No, we'll do a show on the 29th, I think. And then, so that'll come out on New Year's Eve. And if we can get that to work out so well. And then... Then we'll do Extra Life that weekend, and we'll come back and do our Game of the Year edition for...
Are we going to be ready for Game of the Year then?
I hope so.
I really hope so. I mean...
I'm hoping to have Dragon Age Origins
I don't want to end up running into 2015 with... and start picking up, like, the 2015 games and getting the Cloud of Judgment for that, because I want to be able to look back at this last year and say, this was a good game.
Yep.
I'm going to look back at this year and say, damn, I aimed a lot.
I already have stuff in my brain.
Already got my Game of the Year. I don't know if you know what it is.
Supercard! Yeah! All right, guys, let's take a break, and we will be back.
All right.
Mange.
Spoilery items from Dragon Age.
Without really spoiling anything, because there's at least two people in the room that haven't gotten that far yet.
I haven't gotten that far yet.
And we were talking about this, but one thing I want to bring up just very briefly is I think that the magic for, like, it's a kind of an easy favorite of mine this year, because I haven't sunk this much hours into a game since Wasteland 2.
Which is still a quality game.
It is still a quality game with a fraction of that budget.
Mm-hmm.
I still put 80 hours into. But when you're coming to like a game like this, I think the one thing that holds it back a little bit is just the level design suggests itself to try to complete everything, and you can't really complete everything if you're over-leveled, or at least complete it in a satisfactory manner. If they found a way to set the levels of items plus mobs to being basically the same as you, I think you would have the perfect game.
Right. Well, like if everything like
it wouldn't matter
with
if
you
beat the main story, if you could still do everything else at your own leisure.
Right. Yeah, I think that might be one of the things that, you know, you could say that they could have done better. But also, there's a couple situations that it might not have worked. Considering certain chests and certain areas have a level of item that is meant for that time frame. So, for instance, like the boss characters, they always drop a, you know, a weapon or an item that can be used by one of the party that is on par with that that level, like the mob's level, the boss's level.
Right.
So they would have to adjust the stats and keep the same weapon, which I think could throw things off, because you could feasibly end up, you know, ending the game by having a weapon that was meant for like a level 13 character that's like level 25 or some shit, right? So, and there's a couple weapons out there that's kind of broken in such a way that the bonus, or the, like, it's a masterworked type of weapon that gives you an ability, like, you know, on strike does automatic whirlwind or some shit, you know. Yeah, that can get broken at the end of the game. But I don't know, if they had pasted a little bit better, I could see that. I could definitely see that. Though it's still a really awesome game the way it is. And a lot of people agree. I mean, it's gotten multiple
awards. I haven't played it yet, and I love it.
Of course you do.
I love it.
Of course you do.
I just want to cuddle with it.
Yes.
Just found something out.
What?
Single player has no hard cap, just a soft cap on level.
I thought you were going to say you were adopted.
So you could just keep going and going and going, but the soft cap will basically mean that diminishing returns after a while.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well,
that explains my level 22 character I have.
Well, after I bet, I mean, what are you going to end up doing? You're just going to get a bunch of passive abilities.
Right.
But, yeah, that is neat. Do we want to get into, like, what little news there is, or...
Did you find anything?
I found a couple things. Because I can always dredge the bottom of the internet and find something to talk about. So, want to get into it?
Sure.
All right. It's News on the Quick Fast by Rusty. Alright, so a couple people who play Destiny, who had modded consoles, and got the Banhammer.
Oh no, the infamous Banhammer.
I like the finger quotes, modified console. I don't know what the heck that they did, but they ended up getting their consoles banned because of reasons. But they go through and they make sure that there's something that they could be banned for, and they do a review process. But there was a few people that had just broke the game, apparently, with their modded consoles. And that's just a bad thing with most shooters. I don't know why people have to cheat.
Because I think it's the fun thing to do.
I mean, and it's rampant with shooters. Specifically, like any first-person shooter, you run into those people who must have an aimbot or something like that. You know, what makes you want to do that? It takes all the fun out of the game.
You want to be the best in the world.
It doesn't matter. Best. If you look at some of the leaderboards for some of these games, like Modern Warfare 3 comes to mind. Right when that game dropped, I was one of the very first people to get into that game, start playing, and I was in the top, like, 1,000 or 5,000 people that
we were in the top 500.
Yeah, we were right up there at the top, and then immediately past that, the first 100 people had modded consoles or hacked the system in some way, shape, or form that got their scores to be stupid number longs, and you knew that it was fake. Absolutely just destroyed fake, but they were at the top because, you know, they cheated. I don't get that.
Cheaters never prosper.
If you end up at the top of the list having played one match with, like, 999 billion freaking points, there's a problem there.
Mm-hmm. I concur.
Yeah, but aimbots have always been a problem, especially with like Call of Duty games specifically. And that's one of the reasons why I don't play Call of Duty on PC. Because it's way easier to mod those games on PC than it is on Xbox or PlayStation or, you know,
yeah,
however you're going to do it. You actually have to mod the Xbox itself to be able to add these applications into it to allow aimbotting. Mm-hmm. Whereas you can just run a background application on your PC and bam, you've got an aimbot.
Yeah. Right.
Or you go into the installation of the cab files for the game and modify those.
Yeah.
And bam, you're cheating. Of course, they've gotten a way better with the anti-cheating countermeasures, but still, that still happens.
Bam, cheater.
Well, Advanced Warfare has a map that's broken. And people can get outside of the map. And they still haven't patched it yet. But there's people that routinely get up into a spot where you can't really fire on them, but they can see the entire map and shoot with a sniper rifle. And, I mean, there's people getting like 25, 30 kills and 2 deaths because it took them 2 deaths to get to that spot.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Fucking cheating is terrible. Unless you
use, I agree.
Unless you're using a GameShark way back in the day. GameShark wasn't cheating because you weren't playing against other people. You're only cheating yourself. Speaking of Call of Duty, retail sales are down 27% year over year for Call of Duty. So the fan base is starting to shrink.
Mm-hmm. They must have been in a pool.
Well, think of it. I mean, it's first person shooters FIFA edition. Mm-hmm. Every year there's a new game. You just end up playing the same thing over and over again. And this one's really the only one that stood out as different, and that's only because of exit movement, I think.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it. But yeah, it's affecting Activision shares, though. So those people who are betting on Activision because of Call of Duty may need to look at that a little bit differently if you play the financial game of stocks. Let's see here. Did you know that there was going to be a Mario movie?
Again? I did not, but now I do.
No, that's not a movie. The original movie that you saw was a travesty.
Whoa, wait a minute. John Guizamo. I love that show. Hoskins playing Mario. I love that movie. I'm not playing around. That movie was amazing.
The Mushroom King was a blob on the ceiling.
That's okay. I love that movie. That movie was amazing. I don't care what anybody says.
An epiglottis.
I won't fight as much as I do for the Postman, but I do love Mario Brothers. That was an amazing movie.
The Mario Brothers was a travesty. It's an absolute waste of time.
I love that movie.
It was horrible. They completely ruined
Mario was. You guys can have your own opinion, but I'd like to refer to what they call the correct answer, and it was amazing.
It was
jump boots. Fucking jump boots.
It was not.
If that was a real thing in the real world, you all would have jump boots.
Quick poll of the table. Street Fighter the movie or Super Mario Bros.
Street Fighter.
Street Fighter.
I loved them both.
You would.
I loved them both.
You would.
Raul Julia as M. Bison.
Isn't that his last movie too?
Yeah, I thought it was.
No, he died in that romantic one.
It wasn't? Are you sure?
Yeah, I think he died in the romantic one that he was shooting.
Are you really sure?
I think so. I'm not going to say I know, but I think he died doing the romantic one.
Man.
I think. I'm not going to say I know.
I almost guarantee you that was his last movie. So
well, yeah, that's okay. Loved him as M. Bison, and I love John Leguizamo.
Okay, so let's see here. No, there was a TV movie that came right after that, but as of movies,
M. Bison. TV movie's a movie.
Down Came a Blackbird was the TV mm-hmm. movie that he did right after mm-hmm. Street Fighter the movie.
Yeah, it was a romantic one.
But Street Fighter the movie was his last movie.
No, a TV movie is a movie, and I'm just saying, my mom was a Raul Julia fan.
You would. I liked him in Addams Family. It was mm-hmm. cool. All right, so...
Anywho.
Right. Sony is in talks to make a Mario movie.
They gotta do something to make up for the movie.
That it looks like it's going to be an animated movie instead of a live action, thank God.
It looks like a Pokemon. Don't hate on the Mario Brother movie.
Terrible.
People think the Street Fighter movie was horrible too.
It is.
It's pretty
but
bad.
It's a more acceptable horrible than Mario Brothers the movie.
Here's a problem when you go in with opinions and agendas, that's when movies suck. If you just go with an open mind, it's amazing.
I went in with an open mind as a kid, and I went in with a mind that was
y'all had agendas.
High as shit, and I could not.
Don't do drugs, kids.
You guys got agendas and other kinds of stuff.
My agenda was eating a lot of pizza at the time,
right?
And smoking a lot of weed.
Again, you had an agenda.
Trying to laugh.
I watched the Mario Brothers Wild Encore just the other day, and I still loved it.
Dennis Hopper is King Bowser.
God, Dennis Hopper's amazing. I don't know how you can hate on that man.
Let's see here. We're looking at... It's just a basic... Just a tidbit. It was a leak that this might be something. So it was just a leaked email that a Sony executive had talked about it. So we may see something. I would be down with an animated version of a Mario movie.
Unless it sucks, and then y'all hate it.
As long as it's an animated movie, like there's a lot of games out there that I would love to see an animated movie for.
Is Jerry Bowl directing it?
You know, just a quick question around the table. Name a movie that you would like to see a movie of. That you would like to see a movie of.
Is Yuri Boll going to direct
but
it?
But it's kind of
cool. Is Yuri Boll going to direct it?
No words on actors or directors. Just
it depends, because if he directs, it's going to be crap.
So let's go ahead and just say that it's
the best director for the job
and best actors that you could
just think because
of. Apparently that's going to be Yuri
Boll. It could create an amazing series of films.
Okay.
Give me Splinter Cell.
Splinter Cell. Ooh. That might be interesting.
Give me Sam Fisher on screen.
I hope you both
We could just rewatch all of the Jack Ryan films.
I hope Yuri Boll directs the Splinter Cell, so it's horrible.
Mass Effect?
You would like to see a Mass Effect movie.
Yeah.
I can agree with that too.
How would that work? I mean, would it be a separate storyline, or did you want
to
see
it? It'd have to be one of the main characters, but a separate storyline.
So, pick a character. I want to see what you're thinking of here. I'm picking your brain, sir.
Apparently, Rusty's going to write a bunch of different movie scripts and Archangel pawn it off.
You want to see the Archangel storyline, like from the time that he became that? Oh, that'd be interesting, actually.
I want to see Diablo.
You want to see Diablo?
To be honest, I think
give Blizzard a little bit, they'll get it done.
Yeah, to be honest.
Give them 10 more years because it took them that long to actually get
Warcraft
off the table.
To be honest, I think it would actually be... It would not be simple in any way, but it would be possible to keep a Shepard character neutral enough to do an entire movie through...
I don't want to see a Commander Shepard movie, honestly.
What is this for?
The reason why I don't want to see it is a couple of reasons. Because everybody that plays the Mass Effect games as a Commander Shepard has a individual storyline that they've already
set up. The only way you can really tell the whole story through.
No. No.
Because Archangel wasn't with him the entire time.
You could play... you could have a movie that is centered off of the... Off of the back workings of the elusive man.
I like that.
I'd like to
actually
see a Half-Life movie.
A Half-Life movie?
With an ending.
Of course.
Of course. Right.
I will go ahead and say yes. I will approve that. Right. Make that happen. I want to see the end of that story.
I
want
to see...
WWE Supercard movie.
No, that would be a travesty. I would actually like to see... It'd have to be like a really gritty, dark racing movie, but Mario Kart.
Mario Kart the movie.
Mario Kart the movie, my friends.
With the Luigi Death Stare intact. Oh, shit.
Of course, I would like to see Metro done into a movie series.
And I'm going to go ahead and just throw out the...
Have you played both?
Yes.
I would really like the second one.
Did Ooh, they come out this year?
Metro Last Light?
Last year.
God damn it.
I know, right?
You could do a Dark Souls.
Dark Souls. Dark Souls.
Or Demon
Souls.
Dark
again.
Souls. Or I think part Souls. Of the appeal is just the obscurity of the story in that game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna kick it old school. I want to see...
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Nope.
Boom!
I want to see a Twisted Metal movie.
That would be amazing.
God, that'd be shit.
Yuri Bowl, you hear that?
Like Death Race, Twisted Metal style.
Yeah.
Ooh, you could do...
And we could focus on...
Did they do a movie for Twisted Metal?
Mad Max. No. That new Mad Max
Are
movie
you sure?
looks amazing. Did you watch the Mad Max trailer, the new one?
No.
Redemption Road? That trailer is amazing, dude. It looks awesome. The whole tornado, the sand tornado, looks awesome. And it's got what's his face in it.
Of course, another series that
what
I
is
think
his name?
You could make.
The one that was
another series I think you can make really good movies off of. You'd have to make the main character a speaking part. Metroid.
Ooh.
You could weave some
like
very interesting movies out of that universe.
Samus Aran's, story and just pick up, because I mean she's a bounty hunter, but you run into situations where there's periods of time between the games that you don't know what she's doing.
Yeah.
So, and as long as she's not a whiny bitch, I'm all for that. I just did a quick search on Twisted Metal, and there's apparently a title in development, so...
Type in the Mad Max one. I think it's Redemption Road, or something like that. Just type in Mad Max. See the new
Fury
one.
Road?
Yeah, Fury Road, that's it. Go scroll down. I always forget the guy's name who's playing Mad Max. What's his... Right
Max is Tom Hardy?
Yep, Tom Hardy. It looks amazing. If you watch the trailer, dude, it looks awesome.
Yeah, so that's good. That's good. Did you know that Steam was doing an auction thing?
Yeah, and I didn't pay a lot of attention to it because it felt dumb.
Well, it backfired terribly, apparently.
Yeah?
Because
there was only single people bidding on items. Like,
there was...
So, like, you're just going to waste a bunch of your stuff.
Right. There was a exploit that somebody had found for that. And they took it down pretty quick. So they exploited the system and they amassed huge quantities of online currency. Mm-hmm. So.
What? Someone on the internet cheated?
Right?
Get out of town.
Let's see. I'm trying to figure out what they did, because I didn't actually see this on the auction thing.
I didn't either.
I mean, the invited Steam customers to swap trading cards, backgrounds, emoticons, and other community items for Steam gems, which would then be wagered in auctions for games on the online service.
Poor Steam. They do so much good things, and somebody cheats them. I say that for that person.
Another series I think could make some visually incredibly looking games, as well as you could enhance the story. Gears of War.
I don't know. I mean, you could add more to the story, I think, but I think Gears of War is Gears of War.
It is.
I mean, that's just the way that is.
But there's no real backstory for what happened to his dad.
Yeah, but I think that's kind of the point.
Yeah, true.
I mean, you really don't want to. You don't want to make that too big of a thing. So I don't know. There's a lot of different interesting game worlds and universes out there that could be used to make a story, and I'm cautiously optimistic about the Warcraft movie because that is a huge amount of backstory that they could draw off of. So I'm cautiously optimistic.
Another one. The story in that game, though, is it got so lost behind all the fetch quests that you completely started skipping a lot of the stuff after a while.
Well, yes and no. The over-arc story, though, was solid.
No. It wouldn't necessarily make good movies. I think it would be better as a TV series.
What?
Tackle MechWarrior.
Ooh. MechWarrior as a TV series.
Because of all the clans and the deep history in that universe and everything. I wanted to
play more of was MechWarrior Online.
No, I've stopped myself from doing so. Many, many times. I think I've told you guys about this.
Yeah.
Because I would go peripheral crazy on that game. I would have to have three monitors. I'd have to have
What about Hawken?
Huh? Hawken. Same thing as... It's the same idea.
But it's way faster.
Yeah.
It plays out more like a Call of Duty in mech suits.
Okay.
Like more mechy than it already is.
You just sold Rusty. Okay. He's like, where do I sign?
It's fast-paced.
I'm not going to just jump on anything because it's like the Call of Duty of something.
Oh, I think you just have.
No, but I'm just saying, like, it's just really customizable mechs. But it doesn't... It moves like a person does. It doesn't move like you hit drive and you move forward and then you have to strafe. Like, you don't have a throttle, per se, like you do in MechWarrior. That's the one thing it's kind of hard to get started with MechWarrior is... Hit the throttle and then you turn the top. You have two sets of axes. You have the one for driving and you have the one for your turret.
Basically. That's why you have the joystick.
The extra peripherals.
Right.
Right.
But if you try to play that on a keyboard, that's kind of
difficult to drive.
Yeah. But people are really good at that game, and I don't think I'm way on the skill level. I am somewhere in the negative numbers on MechWarrior because the last MechWarrior I played was MechWarrior 2.
I still have it on disc out in the living room, actually. 1 and 2.
Wow.
Anyways.
Yes, and let's see here. There was just a little blurb. There was something about Windows 10 and talking about gaming. So the Xbox head... is going to speak at a major Windows 10 event, and he says that it's time that we talk about gaming on Windows. So what I'm hoping for is
DirectX to get better.
Yeah, well, not only that. Well, Windows 10 is going to have the next version of DirectX, which is a bonus to get go, but. I was talking with my boss, and he said that he would not get into console gaming until one thing happened, and that is consoles go away, or give you the option to purchase the game on the console and be able to access it on your Windows, your Windows system. So if I went and picked up, say, Far Cry 4, which, thank you, I got that for the Xbox One. It would also give me a license to install it on my PC and play it as on Windows. Or even have like an app that you can install on Windows 10 that acts as a Xbox reader. So you can put your Xbox games into your PC and play them. Would you be down with that?
I'd be down with it.
I don't think it's going to happen, but...
Because that would get double revenue.
Well, that would... Wouldn't that kill the PC market?
A little bit.
I think it would absolutely kill the PC market. The PC Gaming Master Race, that'd be, whatever disc you can throw into the PC. But that's one of the things that is probably never going to happen, but a lot of people are asking for it, we know the console generation that we're in right now, the current gen, the Xbox One, PlayStation 4. Xbox has already said that this is probably their last console. So where does Xbox go from here?
We'll see. This is really random, but I want somebody to try to play Don't Starve Together with me.
Your mom's house?
Don't Starve?
Your mama's house?
they just released an expansion that's in early access right now that is multiplayer.
How are you enjoying that game? Last time we talked.
Huh?
No, that was... What was that game that we played where you were crashed in the wilderness?
You're talking about 7 Days to Die?
No, the one... Remember the one where you froze? Where you... Remember we were talking about it? Your plane crash, you go to that mystery lake. You go to the lake or the...
Oh, that is...
That wasn't Don't Starve. What game was that?
That was that survival game that was like super early access.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't remember.
How was that game going?
The Long Dark? The Deepest Dark?
The Long Dark. How is that going?
Well, it has Time Force Dragon Age. That's why I was saying, like, if we take a week off, not only is it the holidays, but it gives us a chance to catch up on some other things.
True.
Like, yeah. And I can finally finish Dragon Age, then finish Far Cry 4, then start PC gaming.
Now,
again.
There's
Steve's getting lonely.
I have one last bit here that you might be interested in. 30 facts about No Man's Sky.
Oh, you mean Alpha Centauri?
You just want to talk till 1 o'clock, don't you?
Okay. All right, so I'm going to go through these really, really quick.
I'm going to fall asleep.
No Man's Sky is universe is infinite. You will only have one ship. You cannot customize your ship, but you can find the one that you like. Earth isn't present, but you might find something close to it. You can play with friends. You can take pictures. You can swim underwater. You can chop down a tree. You can become a pacifist. Some planets are the size of Earth. You might find a quote-unquote dud planet. You have a health bar. You can land on asteroids. The game features black holes. You will sometimes get bored playing it, which I guess that's a way to sell that game.
Well, if all you're doing is flying through space, yeah.
It has no downloadable content. You can't select the gender of your character. Not all planets can sustain life. You cannot collect plants.
How do you know? Is there going to be like a scanning
You can't
feature?
Build a shelter. You can't teleport to your ship, so you can lose your damn ship on a planet. That's awesome. You cannot build a space station. It has a shop. It has no non-player characters. You can't terraform a planet. You can't destroy a planet. You face many objective markers. You won't notice any gravity differences between planet. Your suit compensates. You can't reach the edge of the universe. You can go into the darkness for as long as you like. and you cannot ride a dinosaur.
I think that's part where you get bored. If you go into the dark too long.
Excuse me. If you go into the dark too far and you have to come back, it can be very boring.
I guess.
Or if at that point, if you just get lost, you just create a note.
Yeah.
Save game.
Right?
Right.
Yeah. Still, with all of those can't do these things, I'm still interested in playing that game.
Or you get bored if you misplace your ship and you can't find it. How are you going to know if you can't sustain life on a planet? That's what I want to know.
Well, some planets...
I know why they did the thing with the suits. They don't have to fuck with physics.
Physics and gravity and stuff like that. Being able to make those things happen. But, I mean... Just the different worlds that you can go and visit, and some of them
and all being procedurally generated. Mm-hmm. That's
well, I mean, we broke the news that each player that plays that game creates their own planet. So,
yeah.
I mean, you could feasibly have 10 million
That's
people
easily
play
the most interesting concept. Just hope the execution is good.
Right. I mean, you can have 10 million people play that game. That means there's 10 million planets to go explore.
Yeah, which nobody has time for.
Right. Exactly. Right. So, I mean, I'm still looking forward to it. That's a game that's going to come out on PlayStation 4 first, then PC afterwards. And it is one of the games that we'll be looking forward to next year.
Next year.
And while that was not quick or fast, that is news.
Yay.
Yay.
All right, so.
I'm falling asleep over here.
Yeah, we need to hurry
this up. I noticed.
I am too. So,
I still have Asian Palm Civet up on my screen.
So, did we have some responses to what we had to play, right?
I believe so. We had a couple.
Well, so I'm just going to throw that out there. That's going to be our question until we play something.
Yes.
And we are going to repost it on Twitter. and Facebook multiple times, I assume?
Yes.
And then we'll make a decision, and we'll announce it there, or announce it on the next episode in 2 weeks.
Yep. New comment on the official was Ren saying one of the Donkey Kong games or Mega Man games.
I was thinking about that, too. Play the X, Mega Man X series, and that would be awesome.
Checking the group page. No responses on group page this week.
No!
So I'll repost them again a couple times this week. So.
Maybe one of those Mega Man X would be fun. And so one of the things logistically that I'm talking, that'll be our continuing question, but one of the things logistically that I think we'll want to do is we may set up separate streams.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wanted to be doing that, we could all have it go to the same bucket, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Holly has kind of already coerced me into playing 7 Days to Die for 24 hours.
Holy crap, seriously?
For how long? Yeah, 24 hours.
Holy shit.
That's all you're going to do is play 7 Days to Die?
Thinking about it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have a variety of different games going.
The commentary may be a little bit off.
It's okay.
It's okay. It will not be kid-friendly. I'm just going to say that off the bat. We have her play the game.
We're going to be swearing for the kids. But yeah, I'm going to probably play a few things. I'm going to try to stay away from Call of Duty for that, for that 24 hours, because nobody wants to hear me go for a couple hours saying bad words.
I hate you.
It would just be, fuck you, you
creeping
son of a...
I hate you.
I use the C word a lot because a lot of people have an issue with it, so I just use that on their end.
I hate you. I hate you.
Be like, blimey. You watery douche.
Get in your canoe and get down there.
They're still Passion Wasteland 2.
Of course they are. They still, I mean, the game's great, but it did have, you know, like, some bugs to
issue.
But that the second playthrough on that game,
his dev team is real small, isn't it?
Huh?
His team for that's real small, isn't it?
Yeah.
Then of course they are.
Yeah.
Small dev team, you can only handle so many issues at once.
They're making huge patches,
though. Yeah, they're fixing a lot of the like the game breakers and some of the stuff that you could work past but didn't make sense.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of Hollywood was broken, but I still got through it. Took me a couple tries and a couple reloads to get through it, but you just don't talk to a certain person or don't go through a certain door, and you're perfectly fine.
True. So, with that, anything else before we
wrap up?
Call this thing good?
No.
I can't think
of it. I think I'm good.
Got my first Survivor pair Divas.
You got
Supercard.
Supercard.
Supercard. Excited. I got my first Survivor pair.
I got a brand new game. I'm gonna give it a go this week.
I mean, just gonna replace Dragon Age, huh?
Well, at this point, because I can't access my game on Dragon Age until I get a power supply from my computer. Yes. This will probably replace Dragon Age for me, and I'll have Far Cry 4 talk to go through.
Gotcha.
So, with that, find friends of the show, For the Love of Gaming, bmfcast.com, elseworldspodcast.com, noquarters.net, and tvgp.tv. They do good things.
Wow. I've never heard Justin ever mess that up.
Well, you know. Justin looked fairly asleep, so figured I'd wing it.
Yeah, you need to learn to cut a promo better.
I know, right? So with that, as always, we're tiltcast.com. Find us on Facebook and Twitter /tiltcast. Also find us on Twitch /tiltcast.
Twitch.
Find us on, search for us on Stitcher and iTunes. Review us.
Yeah.
And it's the real Tiltcast on YouTube. Wow, I'm off tonight. I guess we're all falling asleep.
Apparently,
we're going to go ahead and staple that to your forehead.
Yeah.
Like, apparently, it's old Costner incident all over again.
Evidently, I need Google glasses with this whole thing running in script.
Yeah, so it can burn into your eyes. That's great.
Yeah.
It's
So that.
That's it.
That's it. All butchered, right. But that's it.
All right. Peace, guys.
Bye.
See you next 2 weeks.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Hurry up, Santa. I need to take a...
Well, you...